Great, unmute. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Antioch community meeting this afternoon. My name is Arthur Delaghi, so welcome.
No, we teach them.
Sorry, I'm being badly behaved. Our poor brother Arthur has been blessed with a kidney stone, so he is feeling a little uncomfortable. So you get me instead of Arthur this afternoon. So I'm blessed, and hopefully you're blessed too. So yes, I've been very cheeky, and I've just lifted everything that Arthur had prepared, and because our worship team was all kind of aligned around that. So we'll just jump in with "The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Proverbs 18:10 tells us. And the world around us has been shaken at the moment, isn't it? With so many certainties are now uncertain, so many of our plans. Isn't that what they say? If you want to make the Lord laugh, tell him your plans. But this does affect us all, doesn't it? You know, the uncertainty, the busyness, the change of, you know, where we've had to put our energies. It affects us. We all have our stories to tell, our experiences, weddings, nothing like we had planned, challenged relationships, loneliness even in the midst of these times, and just for some of us, crazy, crazy busyness. And yet the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. But what does that mean, the name of the Lord? I was thinking back to Andrew taking us through the story of the Good Samaritan. The name of the Lord is the Lord's authority. It's his power. It's his jurisdiction. When the prodigal son returned and the father put the cloak, his cloak on him and put his ring on his finger, he's saying, "This is my son. He speaks with my name. He speaks with my authority." And as we gather in the name of the Lord, so we're in that place which is his domain and his authority, where his power reigns. And so, brothers and sisters, you know, maybe our houses have felt like fortified towers and we've had to shut everybody else out. But actually, the name of the Lord is a safe place for us. So as we gather this afternoon, we want to be in his name, under his authority, wearing that robe of righteousness, that garment of salvation that he wants to put around us. The name of the Lord. So this afternoon, we're going to be handing over to Andrew and Angie and family to lead us in worship this afternoon, which is going to be great. I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to hear from Andy Petman speaking to us. I muddled up Good Samaritans and Prodigal Sons earlier, didn't I? And you probably all thought, what's he talking about? So, yes, we had Prodigal Sons. Now we're going to have Good Samaritans. But mainly what we want to be as best as we possibly can, together with one another in this strange way, is in God's presence. So I'm going to hand over to Andrew and to Angie and all the wonderful Bull family who've been preparing for this, and ask them, guys, over to you. Lead us into the Lord's presence. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Hugh. If you are comfortable for standing for worship, I'd encourage you to stand. I'd encourage you to have a disposition of being ready for the Lord, for coming into his courts. If you've got an instrument to play that you want to play along with, please do. Keep yourself on mute if possible, and really enter into the courts.